Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 30 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness in the body. Your general okayness. Present moment awareness, just what's going on for you right now. Just taking a moment to notice what's happening in you and around you, in the space that you're in, and the space that's in you. And whatever that is, seeing if you can meet it with a sense of kindness and gentleness. And continuing our discussion of right effort, our fourth in this category, is maintaining and strengthening the wholesome states. So yesterday we talked about really opening up the space to receive and to step into wholesome states, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, an excellent skill of this group who are happy for each other when things happen. And then equanimity, that sense of being grounded or balanced. And so, under this category of maintaining and strengthening wholesome state, it's really important to think about that because it's not as easy as you think it is. Because our general tendency, and this is from the science, this is from particularly the work of Rick Hansen, who's a neuropsychologist, and he wrote a book called Hardwiring Happiness. And he talks a lot about, you know, how we tend to dismiss the good stuff and really focus on the bad because our minds are Teflon for good stuff and Velcro for bad. So if you walk, we have a natural negative bias. So if you walk into a room and everyone smiles at you except for that one person, who do you tend to focus on? Right? You just really, it's just kind of a natural thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And it's important, of course, because we're scanning the horizon for what's wrong. But if we're always scanning the horizon for what's wrong, there's always something wrong. Right? And so, and we come by this, of course, honestly, because in the jungle, it was more important to find the lion than the coconut. So if we found the coconut, or if we didn't find the coconut, no big deal, we could look tomorrow. But if we didn't find the lion, no tomorrow. And so it really takes a kind of effort to just focus in on and take in the wholesome states. Think about the times in which you get a compliment and you just dismiss it. And that's really kind of what he's talking about. And so the important thing Rick Hansen talks about is the importance of when these healthy states, wholesome states, when we have a sense of gratitude, beauty, connection, love, kindness, to just take a moment and pause and take it in. And to really feel it. And the benefit of really pausing and taking in these good states is that they strengthen our ability to see things, more good states in our life. And so the other part of this is that we're not trying to ignore or put a positive spin on everything that's negative. We're trying to see things just as they are. And inevitably, there's both good and bad things that are happening. So even in a season of grief, there's the beauty of the flower. And it's easier for us to get lost in that season of grief and forget about the beauty of the flower. And we want to be able to feel and experience both, because that's the richness of our whole human life. So I want to invite you, as you go through your day, to notice what's good and see if you can pause and really take it in, as and really that sense of feeling it, and really sitting with it for a bit actually changes the neurons in our brain. So neurons that fire together are wired together. So the more we see beauty, recognize it, or connection, or love, the more easier it becomes to see that and to sort of pull ourselves out of the difficult states when we get caught. So that's your job today. Let's practice. So again, taking our seat and finding the sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. Taking a moment to just notice what's going right in your life and in your body, in your circumstances, in your connection to your practice. Let that be the ground of your practice today. And then from that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to that tender heart, that sense of care, love, compassion, connection with ourselves and with others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. Even if that's just in your hands, just noticing that that's okay. And then allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together.